This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday said a vaccine against the deadly coronavirus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about that accelerated timeline. Speaking at a town hall hosted by ABC News in Philadelphia, Mr. Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis and said a vaccine could be ready for distribution before the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd. Trump repeated a claim he made early on in the pandemic that the virus would disappear on its own and denied understating the threat of the disease when asked by an audience member why he would downplay a pandemic that is known to disproportionately harm low-income families and minority communities. Trump said he downplayed it, but actually, in many ways, he said he upplayed it in terms of action. Trump said his action was very strong. A series of explosions lit up the night sky in northern Gaza on Wednesday as Israel retaliated for earlier rocket launches from Gaza. The Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip fired 2 rockets into Israel, apparently timed to coincide with the signing of the recognition agreements between Israel and the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain at the White House. The Palestinians are opposed to the agreements, viewing them as a betrayal of their cause by Arab countries. President Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony. He acknowledged that the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Hurricane Sally is bringing heavy rain, strong winds to the Gulf Coast sections of the southern U.S. states of Florida and Alabama. Forecasters say the slow-moving storm could bring threatening floods. The National Hurricane Center said more than 2 feet of rain is expected in some areas. Sally is the second storm to threaten the Gulf Coast in less than a month. The storm could wallop the Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida areas with massive flash flooding and storm surges of up to 7 feet. President Trump made emergency declarations for Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, which helps coordinate disaster relief. The hurricane is expected to dump between 10 to 12 inches of rain in some sections of the Gulf Coast. Shinzo Abe is spending his last day as Prime Minister on Wednesday as he thanked the people of Japan for their support. Abe, who announced last month he's stepping down due to health problems, told reporters at the Prime Minister's office before his final cabinet meeting that his liberal democratic government had set out to recover the Japanese economy and protect the national interests. Abe said his health is improving thanks to treatment, and that he, as a lawmaker, will support his successor-to-be. Yoshihide Suga, the chief cabinet secretary in the Abe administration, is expected to become Japan's new prime minister on Wednesday. South Sudan's finance minister said his ministry does not have the money to pay government workers their past due salaries, dismaying civil servants who have been waiting for their paychecks since April or May. Government employees told VOA they are finding it more difficult to feed their families as their savings dwindle and commodity prices skyrocket. The finance minister told the National Assembly's Business Committee last week the government's inability to pay was due in part on the COVID-19 lockdown devastating the global economy, including crude oil prices and the revenue from South Sudan's oil production. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny published a photo of himself in a Berlin hospital Tuesday as he recovers from a nerve agent poisoning last month in Siberia. Germany, France, Sweden have concluded that Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent, a Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter in England 2 years ago. Western countries questioned an explanation from Moscow, which says the accusation that it was involved in the poisoning are unfounded. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.